The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware 607.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I am so happy you're here. Isn't it fun we get to hang out? I just love hanging out with you. Hey, by the way, I wanted to say thank you so much for the reviews on iTunes. Oh my gosh, I have so much fun reading them. That is a feel-good spot for me, and it's because of you. Thank you so much for taking a minute and writing those reviews. So today I want to talk about limiting beliefs. You know, we have a course that we do in the Train Your Brain Sandbox called the 52 Weeks of Abundance. And so a lot of times when people are doing the 52 weeks of abundance, they have different limiting beliefs or different issues that come up. And this question came up in that sandbox, and it really applies to so many people that I thought, you know what, I need to address this on the show. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Here's what this woman wrote. She wrote that she's saying the income doubler mantra. We have a mantra in the course that doubles your income. Feels really juicy, feels really nice. And when she says it, sometimes she can actually feel the limiting beliefs come into her mind. And so she wants to know, what should she do when she pinpoints a limiting belief? Should she just keep doing the mantra, or is there some other way to release this belief? So, for example, she said one of the beliefs that she identified, and I think a lot of us can understand why this came about, she identified this belief that the money is going to come to her through hard work rather than just receiving it or just allowing it in. She can tell, like, she's got this feeling like, I'm going to have to do more if I want to double my income. I'm going to have to take more action. I'm going to have to work harder. So it would mean, you know, more people in our programs, which would mean more work and so on. And most of us can feel that limiting belief for ourselves too. We have that idea. We're trying to figure out the how of it, right? How am I going to make more money? And the way we think of to do that is the typical way that we learn from our culture, which is more action or more people in the program or more work or working longer hours. It just always feels like, oh my gosh, if I have more money, there's going to be more work with more money. And so we get tied to that. We get tied to that belief and it becomes a blocker. We have this belief and we identify it and we go, well, good for me. I recognize it, but really good for you. Being aware that you have the belief is most of the game. That's most of it. Because think about how most of the world is living. Most of the world is walking around having these beliefs, and the reticular activating system part of the brain is matching the beliefs up, and they're looking at their results, and they're talking about their results, and then it's matching up again. They're reinforcing the belief. The reticular activating system is matching it up. They're looking at the results. They're talking about the results. They're reinforcing the belief. The reticular activating system part of the brain is matching up and so on and so forth. I call this the cycle of perpetual sameness. Now, if you want to go get a copy of the cycle of perpetual sameness for free, there's a copy of it in my Facebook group. So you can go to danawild.com/Facebook group and just go to the file section and you'll see what I'm talking about. The cycle of perpetual sameness is the reason why most people only experience incremental change in their lives. They don't know how to get off that cycle. And that's exactly the cycle this woman is talking about. She's saying, I've got this limiting belief. I can feel it. I can feel that when I think about making more money, that what I feel is that's going to be more work. I can tell it's there. What do I do now? So here's the good news. There are three ways to get off of the cycle of perpetual sameness. So point number one that we're going to talk about here are the three ways to shift limiting beliefs, because there are three ways to get off of the cycle of perpetual sameness. So the first way is by changing your behavior or forcing yourself to act differently. This is the hard way, and it's the method that most people use from January 1st to January 4th of every year. This is the time where you say, like, that's it. I'm going to exercise every day, and I'm going to force myself to drink 8 glasses of water a day, and I'm going to force myself to be different than who I am. I'm going to hand out my business card to 5 people a day. All of those things that we try to force ourselves to do. Now, there are ways to make change in behavior effectively and easily with brain training. But just trying to force yourself to act differently isn't normally very successful. But that is an actual legitimate way that people try to use, is behavior change, action change. The second way off the cycle of perpetual sameness is using some method to go directly to the unconscious mind. So this could be hypnotherapy, a form of self-directed hypnosis. There are lots of different modalities out there, like Psych-K and tapping and all different kinds of audio programs and things like this that go straight to the unconscious mind. Many, many, many of them are very effective. So this is a very good method. And many of us as brain trainers, we also have tools in our tool belts that relate to reprogramming our unconscious minds directly. The way that we talk about in Train Your Brain, and most of the time on this podcast, is the third exit off the cycle of perpetual sameness. And it's using your conscious mind to reprogram your unconscious beliefs. And the reason that I like this method so much and that I talk about it all the time and so much is a variety of reasons. The first reason is that it's easy, it's quick. Usually you can see a result within 72 hours of using a new mantra. The reticular activating system kicks in, you start to see evidence that it's working. It doesn't take extra time out of your day. You don't have to make an appointment or schedule an hour to do a session. Like, you just do it as you go about your day. And it's effective. It's the way that you got all of your beliefs up until now. This is the method we use to get the limiting beliefs. So it's the same method we use to reprogram the limiting beliefs. Effective and easy and lasting and. I love it as a method. It's my favorite method to use. And frankly, we almost don't have any choice but to become good brain trainers, because if you go in and you change the unconscious mind, but then you still have a bad habit of thinking, you're going to get the belief back anyway. So you almost don't have a choice. It's like you have to do things hand in hand. So in talking about how to change those beliefs, you know, this person, those are the three methods. And so the question that she has, the second point I want to make here, is when you pinpoint this belief, what do you do? Do you keep doing this mantra, this abundance mantra that's part of the program, or whatever your mantra is in your life? Or do you shift, or do you deal with that belief, or what do you do? So here, the short answer is, yes, keep doing the mantra. And in the case of anybody who's not in the program, yes, keep doing any mantra that you're doing about your day-to-day life or something that you're changing. But if you notice a habit of belief, if you notice that you're getting a result that you don't like in your life, you can put a pin in it and say, I'll deal with this later. But if it's something big, yeah, deal with that too. In addition to the mantra you're currently doing, deal with it. I'll give an example from my own personal life. I had a realization at some point where it seemed like I was getting ripped off all the time. Like people were stealing money from me, like literally stealing out of my wallet or out of my car. And then it just kept going on. And I kind of just never dealt with it because I didn't put two and two together that this was a pattern. It just seemed like, oh, well, that just was something that happened. And that was another thing that happened. And then there was another thing that happened. But then a really big amount was stolen. And it was a big wake-up call for me. And I went, okay, I have to deal with this. This is something, I've got to make this a priority to deal with this. I have some belief system that sounds like I'm not deserving of this money, so please take this, or feels or sounds like money's not safe with me, and so I need to deal with this. In addition to whatever mantra I was working with at the time or whatever situation I was talking about in my own life, when I figured that out, when I became aware, do you remember how I said being aware is most of the game? Once you're aware of it, you almost can't not think about it, or you almost can't not do something about it. Is that a real sentence? I think not. You know, it's like a big neon sign that says, do something about this because this is a big issue. So I did. I started doing a second mantra that talked about, you know, money is safe with me. And I started talking about the issue as though it had shifted. I started saying things like, I'm a good money manager. I just went through a lot of different processes to clear that. One of the processes I like a lot for shifting limiting beliefs outside of straight brain training that I teach is emotional freedom technique. So if you haven't checked into tapping or emotional freedom technique, that's a really easy method to learn. And it's effective and it's quick and it feels good. And you feel a shift pretty dramatically, much like with brain training. And it's a good match with brain training because you use the actual sentences that you learn, transitory statements and things you learn from Train Your Brain to use it. So do check out tapping or emotional freedom technique if you just Google it. So yes, say your mantra and address this limiting belief. Now, word of warning on this, be reasonable, you know, prioritize, because part of the beauty of being aware and part of the beauty of waking up, as we call it, you know, most of the world is walking around asleep, not aware that they have thoughts in their head. They think their thoughts are an automatic pilot. They don't know they can direct their thoughts and think different thoughts. They're really, you know, when you think about the difference of walking around asleep or being awake like you are as a brain trainer, it is like night and day. It's like living your life in black and white compared to living your life in color. And when you do wake up, you do become very aware of limiting beliefs. And you may see like, oh my God, there's another one. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. And start to go like, ah. So be reasonable. Prioritize. Pick the ones that feel like those neon signs for you. If they light up like a neon sign, go, yeah, I'm doing this one. Because point number three I want to make in this discussion today is that all of us as brain trainers, we have to look out for fixer mentality. You know, it can get really easy when you do get aware to start thinking like, I've got all these things to fix. I need to fix this. I need to fix that. And we can get very problem focused. And that is anti-brain training. When you get too problem focused, when you focus on the problem, what do you get? More problems. When you focus on the ways that you're not thinking right or you're thinking in limiting ways, you get more of them. So I would like to suggest instead, in the spirit of watching out for this quote unquote fixer mentality, is that a better path, generally speaking, consistently speaking, day-to-day life speaking, is keep doing your happy abundance mantra. And outside of that, just look for things that make you happy. Think about things that make you happy. Focus on the things in your life that bring you joy. Focus on the things in your life that you feel appreciation for. Focus on the things in your life that make you laugh and smile. You know, most of us would be better off watching an hour of cat videos every day than spending an hour fixing ourselves or working on ourselves. And, you know, I'm a personal development junkie like anybody else. So this comes from somebody who's doing it, right? But I have to bust myself on this. An hour of playing with the dog, 30 minutes of walking in the woods, 15 minutes of watching funny videos is time as good or better spent than doing quote unquote personal development work, right? So let's be reasonable and let's try to balance out that fixer mentality, because the reality is there isn't anything to fix. You are perfect just like you are. You are doing just fine. And we all are. We're all out here just banging around, doing things the best we can, and learning as much as we can in any given moment, and following our joys and following our feel goods and working as much as, let's say, playing as much as we can in this fun physical environment that we're in. And if you want to do it with other people, like if you like the idea of hanging out with others who are doing this kind of thing, remember, I mentioned a second ago, the Facebook group. Go over to danawild.com/Facebook group. Check out the file section for that cycle of perpetual sameness and come hang out with us. Because, you know, we are all doing this same thing. We're trying to find balance with it. We're trying to have fun and we're trying to love ourselves and at the same time be the best we can be. You know, we all have a desire and a passion in that group. We all of us in the Train Your Brain Sandbox have a desire and passion to really just get the most out of our lives, enjoy it to the best of our ability, and do the things that are fun and that light us up. On which note, I want to talk about next episode. Sometimes it can make you busy. You can get too many things on your plate when you've got a big lust for life and when you're passionate. And somebody wrote in about motivation lacking because, like, the busier they get, the less they have motivation. So do join me next time when we're going to talk about that. In the meantime, between now and then, come and join in the Facebook group and keep those mantras flowing. Keep thinking those things that sound like, I'm getting better at this. This is getting easier. I like that I can identify a belief and be aware and be awake and be one of the people who's here in this physical existence, enjoying my life to the most that I can enjoy it. I know that happiness is the path. I know that I can shift these things easily. I've got 3 pathways for shifting, and they're so easy to take all of them. I'm already on my way. I'm already making differences. I'm already feeling good. I'm already feeling happy. Life is treating me well, and I'm thinking well of it. It's so fun to live the way that I live. I love being awake and aware and on the path and passionate and have a high desire to live the best life I can right now and spend every day as much as I can focused on joy and thinking about joy and moving toward joy. Oh yeah, that's what we do. I love being a brain trainer.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house, you know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?